T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Powered out of 3.5, the Powell Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Been a fun week of conversations on the show, and I love it when I go out in the city. And like the crew over at the Credit Union of America location at Central and Woodlawn, they listen to our show every morning.
Oh, really?
And the lady was able to tell me every single thing we talked about. It was so funny.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, just the fact that I can't even do that. I can't tell you what we talked about 2 days ago. I really can't.
Well, and look, I'm guilty. We talk about so many things and so many things go on in the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to remember sometimes, but this next thing with Gwen. And look, people, we don't make this stuff up, okay? I have people stop me in the store to go, did that really happen?
Come on, y'all.
It's like,
we're
look.
Not that creative. Here's the thing.
Yeah,
we can't think of all these things. That's not how it goes. These are real things that happen to real people around town.
Exactly. Real Wichitans every day doing their thing. So, I guess a new scary movie called Lights Out. Do you know about this movie?
Yes. I've heard that's really, really good and really, really scary.
Well, I guess it just opened.
Yeah.
And so Gwen said, look, I couldn't get anybody to go with me, so I went by myself. She really wanted to see the movie.
I'll say.
She says, look, I love scary movies, but admittedly, I'm kind of a wuss about them. I still cover my eyes when I know something scary is going to happen. And in the theater, I did just that. Probably 15 or 20 times I covered my eyes. I also noticed I was the only person in the theater who went alone to the movie. So what she wants to know this morning, is it weird to go see a scary movie alone? That's what she wants to know.
That's what she, okay. All right. We finally got a girl, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, and she also wants to know, is it weird to pay $10 to see a movie when you cover your eyes for the majority of it? Well, we'll let you discuss that one amongst yourself. But, Christina, is it weird to go see a scary movie alone? What do you think?
I think it's weird to go see a scary movie alone. I think it's weird to see any movie alone.
Oh, you're crazy.
What?
You're crazy. It's not weird.
That is weird.
I can't tell you how many times where I've been working in the office and I'm just like, okay, I gotta get out of here. And I will leave and I will go to the Warren on the west side, get a 1-2 o'clock matinee, sit there and watch the movie by myself and just really kind of decompress a little bit. I do it quite a bit. I am perfectly fine in going to see a movie by myself.
Dude, if I want to decompress, I'll go walk in the park. That's free. I'm just saying.
You know what?
Like,
and your point is well made.
Going to
on a hot day like this, I'm gonna go over to the Warren.
But maybe bring a friend.
No, I'm not bringing a friend.
Or your boo thing, or your child, or someone, anyone.
I might go see a movie today by myself. You got a problem with that? You calling me weird?
I am.
Okay.
You weird. And I knew this before, but this just extends the approval right here that you are a strange man.
Okay. 869-1093. I'm a little upset at you right now.
Oh, all right. Fine.
You just call me strange because I want to go see a movie by myself.
And you're upset?
And Gwen, you're calling her strange because she goes to see a movie by herself?
Yeah. But,
girl. Okay, you're being Trumpish now. You're calling me names. 869-1093. Is it weird to go see a movie by yourself?
Yes.
Hell no, it's not weird,
yes.
Christina.
It's super weird.
Your call's coming up. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. The Hitman and Christina. I need some scary music here. Hold on. Let me help myself out. Here we go.
I'm really curious what you're going to pick. Oh, good one.
If you're just tuning in, our girl Gwen, and thank you, Gwen, she listens to us every single morning, sent us an email. Wanted to go see this new scary movie, Lights Out. Couldn't find anybody to go with her, and she ended up going by herself.
And she actually didn't realize that she was the only person in the theater until, like, I don't know, halfway in. And she actually thinks that it's kind of weird that that's weird. She wants to know if it actually is weird to go see a scary movie by herself. And she's kind of feeling a little self-conscious about it. And she also wants to know, is it weird to pay $10 to see a movie when you cover your eyes for the majority of it? Girl.
Well, that's on you. I mean, if it scared you and you didn't want to see it, fine, whatever. I don't care. But, I mean, look, 869-1093. Christina, I still got a little bit of beef with you. You say it's weird to go see a movie by yourself.
Yes, it is super weird because you're going to be that person in the back that's like, I don't know, people will look at you and be like, oh, God, they're staring at me. Oh, God, they're creepy. Oh, my Lord, I'm in a scary movie by myself. Who am I going to hold on to? Maybe you're that person.
Oh, come
and you
on.
Need to hold somebody or grip something, and you can't bring your teddy bear in.
Get
there.
Get out of there. I do a lot of things by myself. Some I enjoy more than others.
Oh, okay.
869-1093. We want to know this morning, do you agree with Christina? Is it weird to go see a movie by yourself? Or do you agree with me that it's not weird at all? Because I do it all the time. Go ahead.
There's nothing weird about watching a movie by yourself. You watch TV by yourself, but what's wrong with a movie?
Thank you.
I like to watch TV with other people, if I'm being honest.
I think there might be something.
I'm sure, Christina, you didn't watch TV and the movie by yourself, so go on and confess.
Yeah! Call it out, girl. I love it. Thank you.
I'm gonna call her out.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you waking up and listening to us.
Day.
You too. See, you need to back up. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
It ain't weird to go see a movie by yourself. Sometimes you just want to unwind by yourself.
Thank you.
You don't want to have people around.
Right.
What? That doesn't make any sense. You're going to a movie theater with people in it.
So?
There's people around you.
All I'm saying is sometimes you don't want to take anybody with you. You want to go by yourself, even though there's other people around. You can ignore this.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many other ways to do that, though.
Speak on it, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks for waking up and listening to us. I can't believe you, Christina. I think you may have some codependency issues going on here.
Ooh.
Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Good morning to you, Hitman. This is Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
We love Sandra.
Hey, you were born by yourself. You gonna leave the world by yourself? You go to the bathroom by yourself. So what's wrong with going to the movie by yourself? Honey, what's wrong with it? Ain't nothing wrong with it, Christine. It's okay, baby.
Yeah.
It's okay, honey. Don't worry about it.
See, Sandra always breaks it down and just, it makes so much sense whatever Sandra says.
I love you, Sandra, but I'm going to agree to disagree here.
You guys have a good day.
You too, baby. Thank you. See?
It's weird.
It's not weird.
It is weird
because
you're
going to
be that creepy guy in the back.
Look, you're out on an island by yourself on this one, Christine. If you think you got to be with somebody to go see a movie, there is something fundamentally wrong.
Whatever.
869-1093. There's nobody that agrees with you.
I think there's going to be one out there.
There's nobody that's going to call up and agree with you. 869-1093. It's Power 93.5. 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. It's a simple argument, quite frankly, this morning, but Christina, for some odd reason, is hell-bent on the notion that you can't go to a movie by yourself.
Oh, come on. Like, when I think of a movie, I think that's entertainment right there. I want to go enjoy it with the other people in my life. Period. That's it. So I think it's a little weird to go see a movie by herself. And it all came from Gwen. She says, you know, that new scary movie Lights Out just opened. And she really couldn't get anybody to go with her. So she just went by herself. And she actually loves scary movies, but she was kind of a wuss. Kept her eyes closed for the majority of the movie and all that. But then when she didn't have her eyes closed, she looked around, saw that she was the only one in the theater that was actually alone at the movie. Everybody else had someone to, you know, freak out with. And now she wants to know, is it weird to see a scary movie alone? And of course, Hitman disagrees with me, as usual. I think it's weird. I really do. I think it's very strange to go to a movie by yourself.
Strange.
Yes.
See, it's people like you that judge other people who just want to live their lives. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want people to jump to conclusions about who they are. They just want to go to a movie, enjoy it, and there's nothing weird or wrong with them when they do that, Christina.
Oh, my gosh. Someone's mad.
869-1093. Is there anybody? Nobody's agreeing with you. Go ahead, dude.
It's definitely not weird to see a movie by yourself. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's weird.
I think you're just afraid to be alone, Christine.
Ooh.
Ooh. Damn.
That one cut deep.
I think homeboy's speaking the truth.
It's way more fun to go see a movie. You know, you're going for entertainment, and you want to go see it with other people so that you can bounce ideas back and forth. Like, oh, that was crap. Oh, that was amazing.
Definitely. I can understand that, too, but... I mean, not sometimes you don't want to be with other people. Sometimes you need to do things with yourself.
That's right.
Yeah,
thank
you. There are other things to do that you can do by yourself that don't cost an arm and a leg.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling.
That's why I like Hitman's idea. Matinee, $7.
Yeah, there you go. Matinee, $7 by myself, and I ain't got to buy nobody else no damn popcorn.
Sounds a little salty.
Thanks for calling, man. Hello, Power 93.5. Go ahead. What do you think? Is it weird?
It ain't weird to go see a movie by yourself. I have gone to see a movie by myself in the theater, but I got to say this. I went and saw that movie, Lights Out. It ain't scary. It's jumpy. If you're skittish, you might want someone there.
All right.
Okay.
A little warning there for y'all.
Thank you. Jumpy and skittish. Thank you, man. Appreciate you waking up and listening to us this morning. You have zero votes for you on the board this morning. Hello, Power 93.5. Is it weird?
No, it's not weird at all. I'm not a weird fan at all. I'm sorry, but it's not weird.
I can't get one. Weird.
No, you're not going to get one because basically I like what the other guy said. I think you're afraid to do stuff by yourself.
No comments. All right.
Yeah, Christina's afraid to do stuff by herself.
I don't know. This is too early to have a revelation right now.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can do stuff by yourself. It's okay, but I don't know. I don't think it's weird.
I just feel the movie is there for entertainment. And you should go with people that you like.
I appreciate you, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you waking up and listening to us.
Thanks. Bye.
See, every single person agrees with me.
We'll see. The morning is not over.
I'm going to leave the office early today, and I'm going to see a movie I want to see by myself, and nobody's going to tell me that's not one they want to see.
Fine. Do it.
It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. If you're just tuning in this morning, a lively discussion because of Gwen, who went to go see a scary movie by herself, and she wanted to know, was it weird to go see a movie by yourself? To which, Christina, you said...
I think it's completely weird.
And I said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going to see a movie by yourself. The power lines have been blowing up at 869-1093. We haven't gotten one single person to agree with Christina this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we did get a tweet, and someone agreed with me.
What'd they say?
Samantha said that she just couldn't do it. She couldn't go to a movie by herself.
Hmm.
So, I got one.
Okay, one. Out of all of the hundreds and thousands of Power 93.5
mm-hmm.
listeners,
mm-hmm.
we have a couple of ladies on the phone that are going to have the final word on this dilemma. Go ahead. Is it weird?
It is totally okay to go to the movies by yourself. I have two jobs and two kids, and I ain't compromising what I want to see just so I can go with somebody and not be alone.
Oh, come on. It's a little weird. Admit it.
No, I feel strong and independent. Like, I can go to a movie by myself. It's okay. I'm a single mother. I raise two kids by myself. I can go watch a movie by myself.
You're not saying you have that little doubt in the back of your head whenever you actually go? Like, hey, oh, I'm alone. This is weird. This is strange.
No, not really. I think when I was a teenager and I was less confident with myself and with being alone, but now that I'm a grown woman, no.
Mm. Somebody just read you, girlfriend. Oh!
Psychic Cynthia was good. Man, girl.
I'm just saying.
She's a mom. Moms know these
moms
things. You cannot get anything past a mom.
To be alone and watch a movie and get to see it the whole way through and not worried about nobody. Oh, my God. Yes. Every day. Any day.
And I get to watch the credits if I want to.
Thank you. And I get to buy popcorn because I'm just buying it for me and not 10 other people. So, yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm calling all independent people to join me alone for a movie this afternoon. Hello, Power 93.5. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Valerie. No, I think it's perfectly fine going by yourself.
See?
Dang it.
I've been swimming by myself. I go to a movie by myself.
Good Lord.
You do a lot of things by yourself.
I like myself.
And I like myself, too. And I wake up in the morning, and I look in the mirror, and I go, you're beautiful, you're confident, and doggone it, people like you.
You got enough time for that in the morning? How do you get through the door with that big head?
It's been challenging at times, I'll tell you that. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina, if you're just tuning in this morning. A lively discussion because of Gwen, who went to go see a scary movie by herself, and she wanted to know, was it weird to go see a movie by yourself? To which, Christina, you said...
I think it's completely weird.
And I said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going to see a movie by yourself. The power lines have been blowing up at 869-1093. We hadn't gotten one single person to agree with Christina this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we did get a tweet, and someone agreed with me.
What'd they say?
Samantha said that she just couldn't do it. She couldn't go to a movie by herself.
Hmm.
So, I got one.
Okay, one. Out of all of the hundreds and thousands of Power 93.5 mm-hmm. listeners,
mm-hmm.
we have a couple of ladies on the phone that are going to have the final word on this dilemma. Go ahead. Is it weird?
It is totally okay to go to the movies by yourself. I have two jobs and two kids, and I ain't compromising what I want to see just so I can go with somebody and not be alone.
Oh, come on. It's a little weird. Admit it.
No, I feel strong and independent. Like, I can go to a movie by myself. It's okay. I'm a single mother. I raise two kids by myself. I can go watch a movie by myself.
You're not saying you have that little doubt in the back of your head whenever you actually go? Like,
doubt?
Hey, oh, I'm alone. This is weird. This is strange.
No, not really. I think when I was a teenager and I was less confident with myself and with being alone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But now that I'm a grown woman, no.
Mm. Somebody just read you, girlfriend. Oh!
Psychic Cynthia was good. Man, girl.
I'm just saying.
She's a mom. Moms know these
moms
things. You cannot get anything past a mom.
To be alone and watch a movie and get to see it the whole way through and not worried about nobody. Oh, my God. Yes. Any day. Any day.
And I get to watch the credits if I want to.
Thank you. And I get to buy popcorn because I'm just buying it for me and not 10 other people. So, yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm calling all independent people to join me alone for a movie this afternoon. Hello, Power 93.5. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Valerie. No, I think it's perfectly fine going by yourself.
See?
Dang it.
I've been swimming by myself. I go to a movie by myself.
Good Lord.
You do a lot of things by yourself.
I like myself.
And I like myself, too. And I wake up in the morning, and I look in the mirror, and I go, you're beautiful, you're confident, and doggone it, people like you.
You got enough time for that in the morning? How do you get through the door with that big head?
It's been challenging at times, I'll tell you that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.